Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Brother Aaron, so much. Y'all have to experience Brother Aaron introducing you. I don't know if there's anybody in the world that can introduce you better than Brother Aaron. Amen. And he's got such a big old kind heart, and he displays that every day and moves among us with prayerfulness. And love him so much, his whole family. Praise God. We felt such an anointing here. Let's thank the Lord. Let's lift our hands up and thank the Lord for the anointing that we have felt here in the house. Woo, over here. Oh my, around this altar, on this platform. Yes, Lord, we don't take you for granted, God. We don't take you for granted. Oh, praise God. We don't take you for granted, Lord. And then to see so many folks that we have not seen in a long time. Is that exciting? I wish somebody would get happy about that, because there's nothing like the family of God. We are, listen, I know this, we are far, far from perfect. But we're growing. We're growing, not just quantitatively, but also qualitatively. And we can learn from everything. Everything is fodder for the cannon. Everything has something in it, a nugget of wisdom. And we appreciate the people of God. If you love God and you love his bride, you know who his bride is? His little lady in the earth. He loves his church. I want you to jump up, clap your hands, and rejoice in the Lord for the fact that you have a family in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I don't deserve it, but thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the family of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the family of God. As we remain standing, if you would just briefly. I thought I'd, you know, I should have waited about half a minute then. No. You've got your own YMCA to go. Okay. You don't need me to work you out. Oh, man. Let's go to a portion of scripture that it's in Ephesians chapter 4. I think of it as a Sunday school text almost, and we're exciting because Amber's brainstorming about, you know, how Lord help us to know how to restart Sunday school. We can't wait for FBI class to get launched. Just, and of course, did you notice the hospitality ministry and all you guys, you gals that help us with that? Thank you, thank you. That's so much fun. And you make it fun, by the way. And so, but every week we're trying to figure out what else can we start up around here. And should I share this? How many of you heard my story about the thumb that got cut off? Yeah. Oh, God. 10 years, I've never told the story till the other day. One of our finest gave me a little gift. It's a thumb. I don't know if you can see it, but it's seen better days. Thank you, Mike Jones. I mean, thank you, brother, for just about wiping me out. I hope I can think straight. I have a funny bone. It starts somewhere down in here and comes all the way out through my fingertips. Once it gets triggered, I'm off to the races. I have to reel myself in because I get tickled. But Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, first of all, from the King James Version, which I love, and then I want to share some of these verses in this chapter from the Amplified as well. So Ephesians 4, 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. I don't think that's just talking about cussing. I don't think it's just talking about profanity. I think one of the things the Lord does when he moves in us is he cleans up our heart. What did he say in one place? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So he cleans up our mouth. He cleans up our brains. He gives us a brain shampoo. Praise God. All right. Watch this, though. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. Now, that's a fancy word. We don't use that word a lot in our culture right now, but it just basically means that Let your speech build up. Just let it build up. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. Verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. My real estate man asked about a family that moved in just a couple houses down from us, what kind of folks they were. I said, oh, they're like salt of the earth people. They're just really, really classy people, good people. Love those guys. And it did my heart good to hear myself giving him his first view or first idea of the wonderful neighbors that have moved not far from me. It just feels good to talk, you know, and throw out a lot of good stuff. Praise God. Watch this. Verse 32. And be ye, this is that Sunday school part. I think we used to have this show up in our Sunday school a lot years ago. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now watch from Ephesians chapter 4 from the Amplified, which brings out a lot of the tense colors and hues of the original Greek. Verse 26, Amplified. Be angry at sin, at immorality, at injustice. Ooh, that's a good one. At ungodly behavior. Yet do not sin. Okay? Do not let your anger cause you shame, nor allow it to last until the sun goes down. You know what that means? Settle stuff up. Just settle it up. Don't drag. None of us are big and strong enough to drag around a lot of luggage. Man, I'll never forget that day. We were going to dental conference. We were on this elevator, and I got all my, and it's really like, what am I doing? I'm on an elevator. What am I doing? Holding on to all this luggage that the elevator carried. I dropped it. Let the elevator carry it. Praise God. And then, of course, we discovered we were in the wrong city. That's another story. I'm constantly humbled by my life. I'm telling you, constantly. Verse 27, Ephesians 4. And do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you into sin by holding a grudge, or nurturing anger, or harboring resentment, or cultivating bitterness. Verse 29, we're going to jump down to 29, again Amplified. Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others, according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please him, by whom you were sealed and marked, branded as God's own, for the day of redemption, the final deliverance from the consequences of sin. Isn't that powerful? Verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, fault finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice, all spitefulness, verbal abuse, malevolence. Wow. Verse 32, be kind and helpful to one another, tender hearted. Somebody say tender hearted. Compassionate. Understanding. Here's a key word. Forgiving one another readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you. Forgive like he forgives. Anybody get, remember the day you were baptized? Did you get a bill in the mail that week? Okay, you owe heaven. You owe New Jerusalem $3,222,455.22. You didn't get that, did you? It's all It's all paid for. Oh, praise God. And he says, I want you to forgive like that. Let's open our hearts. Would you with me? And let's ask God to let that operate in us. That kind of grace, that kind of goodness, Lord. We wouldn't be here if you weren't forgiving. We wouldn't be here if you weren't loving, consistently, persistently loving us on good days and bad days and tough days and shallow days and thin days. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, give us understanding and revelation, I pray. Wonderful God, come on, Jesus, do your thing. Would you ask him to come by and touch us? Come by and touch you. Dear Lord, touch me in Jesus' name. Wonderful God, would you give my hand praise? It's from the heart. You may be seated. I am hesitant to refer you to this story that I'm going to refer to. But in prayer, he would not let me off the hook. And I hate that. But I've learned something. If God gives me something to say and I don't say it, he will step back from me and stop giving me things and just let me operate on my own lonesome. And that's scary. That's really scary. Okay. So this pulpit, of course, I know it's for spiritual purposes, and I am not trying to be political, not even in the least amount, okay? Not really trying to. So I know that the pandemic is, you know, is present. Hopefully we're working our way to the outer edge of that, I'm hoping. And I know there's a lot of unrest and these different things. And I believe that God is bringing about a cultural shift. And it's time. And there's something at the heart of it that's very powerful, very loving, very, you know, very much centered on balance and respect for life. And and so I come with trepidation to this story, but only because I feel like he wants me to tell you or share this part of it. I heard George Floyd's brother speak the other day, and I instantly loved him and instantly liked him and would love to somehow have him as one of my friends. Very, very articulate, wonderful heart, like his brother, George. What I came across and what happened there is, I can't get into that because, you know, I could talk a long time about how we need to treat everybody with large amounts of goodness and kindness. But here's what I did not know, and it's this part that I feel like the Spirit of the Lord wants me to share with you. I came across an article, and if you saw this article, raise your hand so I'll know I'm not the only one that saw it. Sometimes there's something that's thrown up in the news, and then it's taken down real quick. And then sometimes there's something thrown up in the news, and then it's recorded everywhere, and they keep throwing it up, you know. So this seemed to flash up there, and then it was gone. As a matter of fact, I went to try to find it today, and I could not find it. But it was simply this, that George Floyd and Officer Derek Chauvin already had a history. Okay, you saw it, Jen? Oh, anybody else? That they worked, I think it was a part-time job, sort of. Oh, and security, both of them. And raise your hands if some of you read the story or part of it or heard about it. Okay, good, okay. So this blew my mind. And it was toward George's compliment. Mr. Floyd's it was complimentary of him because he saw in this officer a tendency already that was off the charts. And it wasn't right. And I don't know all the details, and you might have read a more complete article. There had been some kind of communication, and he had voiced his concern, and rightly so. What I'm saying is, most of us, you know, when we see something, and we know it's horrific from every angle, It breaks my heart. I can't even think about it much, or it breaks my heart again. Because I love people and I love God and I want to be a blessing to everybody. So I have to be careful where I put my focus. But we often see or hear stories that are isolated. Anybody remember Paul Harvey talking about the rest of the story? Oh, I'd listen to Paul Harvey since I was a little kid. They'd play him in my fifth, sixth grade class at school. You know, his 15 minutes in which he shared about 15 hours worth of news in 15 minutes. But the rest of the story, I bought about every book of his called The Rest of the Story. I've got about three or four of them in my possession. I've met Paul Harvey, have his signature in one of those books. You may touch me after. No, it's one of my favorite men. One of my favorite newscasters of all time. But the rest of the story was the problem, you know, and I know it was ridiculous. Okay, what happened there? Should never, not even anything even close. But what I didn't realize was these two men knew each other. And there was a history of tension between them that somehow had not been worked out. And so the burden of it all was that this is the same thing with all of us. Is that sometimes we see a story or hear it, and it hurts us or it breaks our heart. Precious man, his brother, so George must have been a lot like his brother, loved listening to his brother talk the other day at the hearings. But George was trying, Mr. Floyd was trying to get this officer to sort of like, you know, not be so aggressive with customers when they were a little bit unruly. He was heavy-handed. He was off the charts. He was off the reservation, and he was seeking to somehow help him, you know, just kind of learn a more compassionate style. And somehow in that tension, that history. So a lot of things that happened to us sometimes are not just the fresh event, but the culmination of things that we didn't deal with somehow. And so I want to come to you and tell you that God wants to visit this country with restoration. I heard our precious sister use the term restore. I believe that forgiveness is one of the biggest keys to restoration. When we can't figure everything out, we need a national move of the Holy Ghost. We need a move of the Holy Ghost over the face of this country, through the heart of this land. And we need a revival of forgiveness, because we'll not probably get it all figured out. We are moving toward a huge cultural shift, and I like what's happening with retraining, reformation, with authorities. Again, I know this pulpit's not, I'm just telling you, there's something really good in the midst of all the craziness. Just like in your life, you'll have stacks of the crazy, but in the middle of it, there's a heartbeat. There's a purpose. God's going to use, he's so smart. He's going to use everything. He's going to use everything to balance and bring us to a place of equanimity and love for everyone. Praise God. Is it all right to talk like this? But sometimes something happens to us, and if we don't deal with it and deal with it quickly, we begin to have like, we have the setting of an event or a wound that can become an attraction to darkness and perversity. I so did not even want to mention this, but I didn't know if you had seen that article. Don't let stuff build up in your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that George Floyd was an angel to Derek, and if Mr. Derek Chauvin would have listened to him, he'd still be on the police force and the story would have been written differently. But he didn't hear the voice of the man in his life that was trying to save his heart and save his career. Oh, lift your hands with me and let's ask God. Lord Jesus, are there voices in my life? Are there voices, godly voices, loving voices, compassionate voices that see areas that I must grow in? Lord, thank you for them. Thank you for that. Let's worship him a little bit for a few moments. Oh, praise God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for all that you're doing. Let's release peace in our country. Let's release wisdom in our country. God, you're using everything. You're so smart. You're not going to waste anything, God. It's all going to help us. It's all going to help us look in the mirror and realize we need change, and we're going to get it. Praise God. There's something, though, about forgiveness. Whatever is happening, we might not be able to explain it or totally straighten it out, work it out. Do you remember when you prayed through? Does anybody remember when you prayed through and got the Holy Ghost? Give me a witness. I got to praying yesterday, and I drove around and have all my little prayer routes. And I got in the presence of the Lord, and I don't even know how to explain it. I didn't want to go back home. It was like a great big God soak. I heard you use the term restore. Praise God. That's what he wants to do. There is a restoration. There is a restoration coming. And the end's going to be better than the beginning. But it has to start somewhere. And I believe one of the places is in the church of the living God. When we have that kind of tender heart, praise the Lord. And we bathe everything in prayer. And we say, we stand for righteousness and justice and balance. God, help our country. Move in our country. Touch leaders, national leaders and governors. Help us, Lord, to be a part of the answer. Help us to be a part of the move of the Holy Ghost. Raise your hands with me once again. Lord Jesus, this is my land. This is our country. We desire you. We hunger after you. We are thankful for your mercies that you have given us. You've put in our life people that are trying to help us. Amen. Let me hear, Lord. I've had elders in my life. Thank God for my elders. They saved my bacon. Anybody love bacon like I do? When my wife says, baby, do you want me to fix breakfast? I usually say, don't say that the second time. Because I know there's going to be some bacon in there. And some hash browns. And some eggs. Oh, praise God. And some toast with jam or jelly. Don't ask me that question again. Because you already know the answer, baby. Oh, get the hash browns in the skillet. Put the bacon in there. Let it sizzle. Like the book says on salesmanship. Sell the sizzle, not the steak. Sell the sizzle. Praise God. Let people hear and smell the sizzle. Oh, hallelujah. That's what I feel in the Holy Ghost. We're going through something. But there's a major move of God. There's a second reformation coming to this country. And if we will humble ourselves, there's going to be a wind that blows. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. If you want that, stand and raise your hands and worship. Worship the glory of God down on your family. Worship the glory of God down on your home. Oh God, let the wind blow again. Oh Jesus, let compassion and mercy and justice prevail. Oh yes indeed. Hallelujah. Give us wisdom. Give us grace to discern the voices in our lives that are pointing to our improvement. Woo! Thank you, God. Sometimes there are places where if we could just go to an altar. I watched Sister Naylene down here. She told me yesterday that she, was it yesterday, Sister Naylene, that you would be here? And I encouraged her to do anything and everything she needed to do to social distance. But I said, I don't care if you have to wear your hazmat suit. Come on, come on, come on. Did you see her down here? Hallelujah. Worshiping God. And I saw Sister Mikey come in. Didn't know she'd be here. So great to see her. I didn't know that Carol and Rick would be here. Praise God. I'm so excited about what God's doing. I felt power. I felt power in this service. I felt the manifestation of the power of God. He'll heal you right now. If you let Him, He'll heal you right now. Oh, yes, He will. I believe in that is the theme and is the burden of what I'm talking about, that forgiveness is the key to restoration. And her story, oh my, what a story. But just like all of this is leading to a restoration of your family, what you have, what you're experiencing on a microcosm level, God wants to do on a macrocosm level in our nation. Heal us, O Lord. Woo. If my people, which are called by my name, who does that fit better than us? If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. That's what He promised. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. And I will heal their land. Come on now. Give me a witness in the house. He wants to heal our land. Woo, let's love on Him for a few moments. Let there be joy in the house of God. Let there be liberty in the house of God. Let there be healing in the house of God. Anybody here that needs a healing right now, jump up and claim it. I loose healing in this house. I loose healing in this house. Jump up and claim it. You've got a Bible right. You've got a blood bought right to be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Woo! That I can say. Woo! Yes, indeed. In Jesus' name. Matter of fact, Brother Aaron, I didn't know if we'd get this far. I had my doubts. I'm not sure I'm going to get a chance to preach. Because I felt some power moving in this house. Hallelujah. Listen to this. You know the power of the Lord's Prayer. Verse 9 of Matthew 6. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no sick people in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. There are no demon-possessed people in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. I don't believe there's one depressed person in heaven. No. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I don't believe Ember's up there depressed. I think she's kept Brother and Sister Yance just toe dancing. Praise God. Some of her friends that went on as well to their reward. I believe they're happy and they're wanting to see us again. And it might not be that far off. But listen to this. Verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Watch this. Verse 12. And forgive us our debts. You see that? As, forgive us as on the same level, with the same intensity, with the same passion, okay, as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us the same way we forgive. Boy, that's scary. That's scary. Oh my. Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. How many of you understand that's the Lord's Prayer? It's really the disciples' prayer, but it's called the Lord's Prayer, right? So he gives it five verses. Right? Five verses and he's done. But then he comes back in the same chapter, the very next verse in verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But verse 15, if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. What does that tell you? Out of all the elements that are in the Lord's Prayer, the one that he was worried about them not really understanding was the principle of forgiveness. He knew they had to get this. If they don't get this, then there's going to be a lot of trauma, a lot of turmoil that will happen to some because they've not learned the power of forgiveness. How many of you remember that old chorus? It makes me love everybody. How many of you remember singing that? This old-time religion, it makes me love everybody. Everybody! Praise God. Makes me love everybody. Our first general superintendent, his name was Howard Goss. Can I tell you about his experience in the Holy Ghost? Thank you. He got the Holy Ghost on a train. Wow. This train's a clean train, this train. This train's a clean train, this train. He got the Holy Ghost on a train and spoke in tongues for 2 solid weeks. As a matter of fact, he couldn't speak in English for approximately 2 weeks. I'd say he got a pretty good experience, wouldn't you? Nobody said, did you get it, brother? He'd go to say something and it'd come out in tongues instead of English. He'd go to ask a question and it'd come out and speak in tongues instead of English. Great man of God, was used in revivals as a younger man. Became later our first general superintendent of the UPC. But he had a famous expression that's come all the way down to us. I don't know of all the other things that he said and did. I know he was a mighty man of God and preached some revivals where hundreds of people received the Holy Ghost. But here's the most famous statement that I can remember that he made that's attributed to him. He used to say this often, I refuse to be offended. What a powerhouse statement. What was he saying? Every day, if you look, you know, you see what you look for. You see what you look for. And if you're looking for ornery stuff, you'll probably find some. if I wanted to say something with that, but I'm not going to say it. Okay, I'm help me, Jesus. I'm so tempted, but I'm not going to say it. Oh, praise God. If you look for the dark, the perverse, you'll probably see it. But if you look for miracles, If you look for miracles, let me tell you something. In the midst of all the chaos that's going on, I look for a revival. I look for a visitation. I'm looking for God to show up in this country as we humble ourselves and say, help us. Help us, Heavenly Father. We need help. We need your wisdom. We need your insight. Help us, Lord. I wish somebody would jump up and praise the Lord just a little bit today. He's at work. He wants to restore us. He wants to restore you. He wants to restore your family. He wants to restore your life. He wants to restore your mind. He wants to restore your children. He wants to restore your grandchildren. He wants to bring restoration. Woo! Let's love on him. Oh my. Oh yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let it happen in Jesus' name. He comes by to give us a prayer. And the only part of it that he commented on was the part that he knew we would trip over. The forgiveness part. That's right. Listen to this. Suzanne Somers, or Somers. For many years, I guess, an actress, beautiful person, author of different books into health, food, and nutrition and things. She said this, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Don't wait till somebody qualifies. Just forgive them. Praise God. Don't charge him for it. Just forgive him. Praise God. Don't get weighted down. Amen. When I was in that Bible study that brought me into these beautiful truths, I had a stepbrother that was there also from, I'm trying to remember where he was from. I believe it was Arizona. But his name was Roger. And I couldn't hardly stand the ground he walked on. And that's really saying something, because I genuinely just love people, period. But I think maybe I've grown on that a little bit. I hope I have. But something about Roger that just ticked me off. And anyway, I remember as a 14-year-old going to the altar. And I wasn't there praying for Roger. I can promise you that. Okay. I should have been praying for him. But anyway, I was trying to get myself right. And one night, Brother Aaron, ripe old age of 14, the Lord poured out the Holy Ghost on me. And I began to speak in tongues. And I don't know how long I was at the altar. I kind of lost sense of time. You know, too many of us we don't have fresh breakthroughs. We go for years and we talk about when we got the Holy Ghost. But when's the last time you said, I'm going to that altar and baby doll, I'm going to pray through again. I'm not going to rest on my laurels. If I do, I'm wearing them on the wrong end. Understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to rest on what he did for me years ago. And you can't play footsies with him. You can't mess around with God. This is not something you just visit. He that dwelleth. Did you remember that? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You don't visit this place. You're not just a tourist here. Woo! He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He didn't call us to be tourists and just drop in and see how everybody else is doing. And I don't think there's one of us that feels that way. But sometimes the world can mess our thinking up a little bit. Watch this. I prayed through on a Friday night. Somewhere between 9:30 and 10 p.m. Right? I stood up. Sister Pam, so good to see you. And I turned around. And my stepbrother was not very far from me. I threw a hug on him. Because when I prayed through, my whole attitude about everybody else changed. Come on now. We can read books on relational principles. You know, we can listen to psychologists. We can get so much therapy we're drowning in it. But one pray through, one experience, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. If you want a refreshing, I'm believing God for a refreshing for you right now. Raise your hands. Pull it down in faith. Pull it down in prayer. Pull it down in worship. Lord, refresh me. Lord, refresh us. Lord, I'm forgiven. Thank you. Forgive me, God. Wash me in your blood. I send forgiveness out. And because I'm a participant in forgiveness, you're restoring. Okay, how honest can I be with you? We lost ground. Because I remember. I'm just saying, live stream, thank you, Lord. It makes many of us nervous. Don't want to be caught being filmed in our private personal worship. I understand. But we kept it going because I had some beautiful people out there. And everybody was going to have to find their timing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're valuable and they're beautiful. And many of them are here today. We kept it going. It was a great thing, a great weight for Brother Thad and Brother Scott to carry the weight of it. Do you know how weird it is to get up and preach to one person? Talk about weird. I'd rear back to say something and over here to hear Brother Scott. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen, Charlie, over in the media center. Thank you, God. But we kept on filming. Hallelujah. And we kept on sending it out. Knew that it was a little different, but we were trying. I got so nervous. I got so stressed out about it. It was weird. And then the Lord began to deal with me. Don't you come wringing your hands. I want you to come to church and be praising me and believing that I'm going to use that live stream. I'm going to speak to backsliders. I'm going to speak to hungry hearts. And he is doing that. And even now, I believe that we're going to see a harvest. I'm talking to some of my preacher friends, and they're telling me, some of them, that people are reconnecting with them that have been gone for months or years. Yeah. So the answer is forgiveness and a fresh breakthrough. Lift your hands as we love the Lord and we soften the lights. Praise God. Would you with me? We soften the lights and we open this altar. Wonderful God. I'm forgiven. And God, you didn't charge me for it. And so I am not going to charge others. You're drawing us back as a church family. We just kept, amen, and these other wonderful speakers. And we have quite a cadre of speakers. And each one of them just did such a wonderful job. They ministered to my heart. They blessed me. And we kept the film running. We kept. I know there were nights when Scott was up basically all night. Tried to sleep a few minutes. Check the upload, the download. There were days when I was very worried for his strength. But he didn't complain. He's not a complainer. We have an amazing youth team and youth group and youth leader. Praise God. Two, we let, see, let's send some forgiveness out somewhere. Let's release some forgiveness towards somebody. Praise God. They told me, Sister Peggy over here, is Nathan here today? All right, he comes, and he's such a special young man. He's my buddy, and he loves his church. Am I saying it right? Come here, Sister Peggy. Oh, praise God. We love Sister Peg, don't we? Appreciate her so much. And she had to tell me something. He knows I love him, and he tries to give me candy every time I come. Does he try to give you something? Okay. And I have to almost run from him, you know. First of all, because I need to quit eating so much candy, but I see it as his way of saying, I want to bless you. And he loves his church. He loves his pastor. And he heard me preaching last Wednesday, trying to minister about, hey, let's get back on our prayer bones. It's not just theology, it's neology. Let's get back to prayer. We need some strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And Sister Peggy said, and it so touched me, she said, we went home. He's been staying with his grandmom. And she said, we went home, and Nathan went right on out the door onto the porch to spend an hour alone with God in prayer because of what he heard at church. I ask you, does the word ever get under your heart? Does it ever get under your skin? Do you ever feel a compunction or a conviction to step out on the word and obey the word of God? I'm challenging you to release forgiveness, that there are voices in your life. There are voices that are trying to help you grow in certain areas. There are relationships that God wants to restore. Sister Peggy, did I tell it right? Isn't that what happened?
Yes.
Stayed out there an hour, and he has all these physical challenges, but he knows how to pray. When's the last time that you decided, I'm going to go to that altar, and I'm going to let the word work in me? Here is this young man. Will we be judged with him? Hallelujah. Limited severely by an accident that happened many years ago. But when you talk to him, he has a bright mind and a great heart for God. Lift your hands, will you, with me. Would you lift your heart with me right now? When's the last time you walked to an altar? And we've got room. We'll spread out. It doesn't, you know, it's going to be okay. But you walk to an altar to say, Lord, forgive me again. Wash me in your blood. Gift up, Lord. I got off track. It's so easy. We're so used to building centered if we're not careful. And God is calling us together as a church family. He said, make sure you get the forgiveness part right. Make sure you get the forgiveness right. And even on his cross, Father, forgive them. When they had, as it were, driven nails in his feet and hands and crown of thorns on his head. And the weight of the world's sin on his shoulders and heart. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't even understand. So would you please forgive them? Oh, forgive them. Forgive them. Hallelujah. The earth shook. Oh, God, help us. The graves opened up. The graves opened up. And people saw around those parts folks walking around that had been dead for hundreds of years. There was such a manifestation of the power of God. Lord, release, I pray. Release in your body, release in your church, the power again of forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, don't let us allow something to build up. Help us, Lord, to have the discernment of God. To root out any, to dig up and root out any root of bitterness. I tell this because it's true. Many, many years ago as a young man, I served under somebody, and they continued to be one of the great people in my life. But somewhere near the end of that serving, something happened and there was a disconnect. And I don't understand it all, but I do know that I had my side or my part. And so it's like there was a huge hurt, a huge wound that formed in my heart. And I continued to live for God and preach His word and preach revivals. And the Lord began to deal with me. You've got to let that go. You've got to let it go. You've got to let it go. And I began to pray forgiveness toward the gentleman. I don't even think he knew what had happened to me. I don't even think he understood the ramifications. But I was praying because God would not let me carry that around. Lord, bless him. Lord, I forgive him. It wasn't intentional. Listen to this verse from Psalms 19:12. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. In case you wondered what he was referring to from the Amplified. Who can understand his errors or omissions? Acquit me of hidden, unconscious, unintended faults. See, a lot of stuff that happens, it's unconscious. It wasn't intended. And so David says, oh, help me, God. Cleanse me from secret faults, from the things I'm not aware of. Maybe stuff I've said or done that maybe hurt somebody didn't mean to, but it was unconscious. It was unintended. He said, cleanse me from all that, Lord. Cleanse me from that. And so I think that a lot of this was unconscious to this great man of God. Didn't take away from the fact he was an amazing man, always. And for many years in the future would be a voice in my life. But I had to deal with my heart. I had to work the motor over. I had to change the oil. I had to put new windshield wiper fluid so that I could wash my windows and see clearly. Of all things to happen, this man of God calls me and wants me to come and preach for him. Preach a revival. Can you believe that? I could have laughed, but I didn't, because I saw God in it. I had already done, somebody preached on the dirty work of revival. I'd already done the dirty work of revival. Worked myself over. Took myself to the altar. Made sure that my heart was right. And my spirit was right. And when he called and asked us to come and preach a revival, heaven broke out. It was the biggest breakthrough they ever had in their history. Every night, we went there for a week. We stayed several weeks, and somewhere close to 50 people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that revival. And that pastor told me years later, that was the biggest breakthrough they had ever had in the history of their church. And the connecting cord to it was the spirit of forgiveness. Some of you have hidden ministries. Some of you haven't discovered your ministry, but if you could repent. Let's repent right now. If we could humble ourselves and come under the blessing of God's mercy and forgiveness, He would unlock giftings in us. Lord, thank you. Would you pray with me about that right now, Lord? Lord Jesus, would you lift your voice up with me? Lord, forgive me, Jesus. Lord, we just humble our hearts. We say, God, you have been faithful. You didn't give up on us. You didn't give up on me. And there's a revival that you're going to send to this country. Hallelujah. In our brokenness, Lord, in our need for help from heaven, you're going to bring healing. You're going to bring miracles. You're going to bring your presence. I want to be ready to be used of God. Lift your hand up to heaven right now and pray with me. Is anybody interested in this house beside me and my wife? Is there anybody interested in being used of God? I'm going to challenge you to step out. Hallelujah. As Brother Thad sings, I don't care what we're in the midst of right now. I'm going to open this altar. There's something about forgiveness and its restorational powers. There's something about the power of getting under the blood of Jesus. Wonderful God. In Jesus' name, anybody that wants a fresh touch of God, you want to regain your strength, you want to come back to this altar and say, I remember some things that God gave me at a Pentecostal altar, and I'm going back down there, and I'm going to get a fresh touch of God on my life. The real thing, the real glory of God. Hallelujah. And as we come in Jesus' name, I bring, Lord, I bring forgiveness. I give forgiveness. I forgive, Lord Jesus, those folks that wounded us years ago. I forgive. I forgive, Lord, that brother or that sister or that family member. There's a revival. There's a body. There's a group. There's a cluster of miracles that God wants to unleash in our midst. Oh God, we humble ourselves. Would you pray with me? Oh Jesus, right now. Lord, restore. Like David said of old, restore. He said, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit in me. Restore unto me the joy. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Give me back my joy. Anybody want the joy of God back? Anybody want the joy of God back in your life? I challenge you to join us around the front for a few moments. I'm going to ask Brother Aaron to pray a healing prayer. You could be healed while you're walking. I loose miracles in this house right now. I loose miracles in this house right now. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I judge those little things that I put up with. I loose miracles in this house. I loose healing in this house. I loose mercy and grace in this house.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Father. Lord, we release healing right now. I command every infirmity in every body to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command every infirmity in the name of Jesus. Brother Mike's back in the name of Jesus. That back is healed. That back is healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command the pain to go away. I command the disc to form correctly in the name of Jesus. Body, you are responding to the authority of Jesus right now as we speak. There is healing taking place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every infirmity is bound right now in Jesus' name. All sick are healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, you told us to heal the sick. You told us to speak to it. You told us to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And we do it all under your power, under your authority, under your grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, let healing from past wounds take place right now. Let forgiveness take place in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing from the past right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you, Jesus. Teach us to forgive, Lord. You forgive us for everything, Lord. We don't deserve your mercy at all. We've done worse to you than what any of us have done to one another, Father. But you are faithful. You are faithful, Lord. Help us to work in mercy, Jesus. Let there be a fresh anointing on everybody right now. Let there be a revival within us as individuals, Father. It's a new season. It requires a new anointing. It requires a new refreshing in the name of Jesus. Oh, refresh us for the harvest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father. Refreshing in the name of Jesus. You are the refreshing. Your spirit is the refreshing, Father.
Let the refreshing. Oh God, fill me up again. Would you pray that prayer with us? Lord, fill me up again. Fill me up, Lord. Fill us up. Let me, Lord, be renewed in the Spirit of God. Oh, let the goodness of God overtake me. Lord, let the word of God speak to me like Brother Nathan, Lord, responding to a simple word and having his own prayer meeting. Thank you, God, for the power of prayer. Woo! Hallelujah. Wash us in the blood. Wash us in the blood of the Lamb. Wash us in the blood. Oh, Lord, I sprinkle the blood over us. I sprinkle the blood. Lord, forgive us. God, human beings, we are full of need, full of hunger. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. I remember when these young people used to run to this altar. I'm going to ask for some of them to come right now. Stand around this altar if you would and just lift your hands, because I know God is going to use you again. Don't you thank God for our beautiful young people? I love them. I thank God for each one of them. The hand of God is on their lives. In Jesus' name. Woo! Let's claim his hand over our family. Lord, touch our storehouse. Lord, move in our families, I pray. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God, let that old joy, let that joy, let that supernatural joy, great God, let the joy of the Lord fall on us. Oh, let the presence, reach your hands towards somebody. Just pray blessing towards somebody. Lord, let it drop down like the grapes of Eshcol. Let it drop down in blessing and power. Lord, encourage somebody. Oh, thank you for every dear heart that's here. Thank you for every child of God that's here. Bless each one. Renew, renew. Oh, Lord, restore. Restore my faith. Restore. Restore. Help me, Lord, to restore my prayer life. Help me, God, to get back to family devotions. Restore, restore. Hallelujah. Rebuild. Rebuild the waste places. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Rebuild the fences. Rebuild the boundaries. Rebuild, Lord. Give me a fresh sense of the holiness of God. Oh, Lord, give me a fresh sense of the holiness of God. Ha ha. Reach your hand out towards somebody. You don't even need to touch them. Just reach your hand out like you're going to bless them. In Jesus' name, would you do it wherever you are in the building? Lord, let healing. If you want healing, raise your hand. If you need a touch from God, oh, Lord, right now. God, it is so. Your promise. We felt your power in this service. We felt your power. Lord, we heard Gina's testimony. We heard the word restore. Hallelujah. Restore families. Restore families. Restore relationships. Restore anointing. Restore passion. Give us that old fire. Put that fire back in our heart. Put your fire in our eyes. Wonderful God. Tinoye chenisha preno. Curlo prosando. Hallelujah. We humble our hearts, Lord. Give me that old time religion. It makes me love everybody. That old time religion. Praise God. They had a move of God in a church several years ago. And the husband, he got involved in it and got, the Holy Ghost was falling. People were falling under the power of God. Large church, thousands went there. So he tried to get his wife to come, and she didn't know. She thought they acted kind of crazy. And so she kept checking on her husband, and he got so under the glory of God that I don't think he left the building for 3 days. And every time she'd check on him, he was still over there praying and worshiping. And it was such a visitation of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. old-time evangelist, circuit rider. Have you ever heard that expression, circuit rider? Oh, man, some of those old-time Methodist circuit riders were something else. Peter Cartwright was one of them. He was probably more Pentecostal than he was Methodist. He knew how to pray the power of God down. And so I've got the old book that Brother Cunningham gave me of one of those guys. And he was so concerned about this one family coming to God. And nothing seemed to move them. So you know what he did? When's the last time you just made up your mind? I'm going to get through. I'm just going to get through. I don't care how long. I'm breaking through. I'm just going to have that, right? He goes over to their house. And they weren't bad people. They were good people. They just needed a breakthrough. He throws himself down on the floor in travail for them, weeping and praying. And he laid there for 7 days and 7 days. You think you've made a sacrifice to get your family in the truth? He lay there on that floor for 7 days and seven nights, weeping and praying in the Holy Ghost. And on the seventh day, the power of God fell on that house. And everybody that was in the building gave their hearts to God on that day, because God's power fell on that home. Lift your hand. Would you like God to visit you? Would you like him to visit your house? Praise God. Lord, do your thing. I want you. Visit my home. Visit my family. Visit, Lord, my kinfolk. Dear God, let them know. Let them taste and see what we have, what we're enjoying, what we're walking in. I'm asking my wife to come and pray a special prayer. It's been so good to see God's kids today. Oh, Lord, I forgive. I send forgiveness. I receive forgiveness. Restore our country. Ooh, bring a wind. Bring a wind across this land. Bring a wind. Bring the wind of renewal. Bring rain. Pour out the rain of Joel chapter 2. Let the wind of God blow in this country, Lord, in our churches, in our cities, Lord. Bring us close to you once again. Praise God.
Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for forgiveness, God. It's a golden key you've given us. It's a key to everything we want, God, if we keep our heart washed, cleansed, released, full of forgiveness. There's no telling what you would do if we would keep our heart clean. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the ability to respond to the word. I believe you not only love for us to hear your word, but I believe you look intently for our responses. How do we change after we've heard your word? Ooh, give me a tender heart, a washed heart, a releasing heart. Don't keep any records, don't keep any books. I just walk in the forgiveness that I've received, and I pour it back out on others. Thank you for the ability to go to church today. I love your house. I love your sanctuary. I love your people. I love what happens when we come together, God. Let the love of God flow in us. Let us be a different people. Mark us in the Holy Ghost. Marcus is set apart for sacred purposes. Ooh, release something in us, God, as we respond to your word. Help us respond differently. Lowly, let us be a lowly people, tender-hearted in your name.
Praise God. Every head bowed in closing, I would like to ask you to do a little fasting with us this week. It might be just a meal here or a meal there. It might be one thing that you feel like you need every day. You know, it could be that cup of coffee that you don't feel like you're even sane until you have that cup of coffee. But whatever it could be, would you do that with us this week? Lift your hand, every eye closed. If you could just something that you would say. And we're going to ask God to continue to move. I felt so much power in this service today when this worship team was up here. Oh my goodness. And I felt his power during the ministry of the word. You're doing something. You're helping us to recapture the glory, to recapture our strength. Lord Jesus, that says unto the Lord. We'll give you also another reminder during the week. Amen. Whatever it is that you could do, a little bit of prayer and fasting. Father, overshadow us. We pray this week. Use us as witnesses. Use us as witnesses. Thank you for Sister Gina's amazing testimony. Sister Peggy and Nathan's amazing testimony. Thank you, God, for encouragements. We give you praise and honor. Use us. Plug us in. Help us to be sensitive to people that are hurting all around us. And somebody says, in Jesus' name, shall we stand and love on one another? Praise God. Appreciate you. Oh, thank you, Lord.